The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
We reset from an incredible, thrilling finish in the opening game between Axel and Clifton Clyde, in which Axel gets the game-winning buzzer beater by Eli Brockstrom to give them a 50-48 win. We shift to the girls' side now, with Valley Heights taking on Centralia. Centralia, the 3 seed, Valley Heights, the 2 seed. Winner will take on Hanover, Clifton Clyde, who has already put its spot in the championship game as they won their game by 2 points. And boy, what a fantastic finish in that last game. But here in this one, Valley Heights and Centralia, two star-studded teams. Centralia's Owen Dieters, 31 points yesterday in their victory over Donovan West. As for Valley Heights, they had a big-time win over Lynn. Take care of business. And we play on here in the TVL tournament. It should be a fantastic match. I hope you don't go anywhere, because if the last game was indicative of what we are about to see here for these last two games, should be a lot of fun. Back here in a few minutes, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Kansaland Radio.
Onega, getting you ready for Centralia versus Valley Heights. Recapping yesterday's action for Centralia as they defeated Donovan West 60-29. A big time win for the Panthers. Well, that was actually the final score for the boys' game. We'll get you the girls' score here in just a little bit. My apologies for that. Either way, a big time win for Centralia over Donovan West. Those two teams played in the quarterfinal on both the girls' and the boys' side. And as for the score yesterday, Centralia was 50-42. So it was a little bit off there. But as for the other quarterfinal game from yesterday, Valley Heights did win handily over Lynn. 62-38 was the final score in that one. And we got, as mentioned yesterday, and didn't mention it today, but both of these tournaments kind of scratch. But I guess we did have that 4-1 upset with Axel defeating Clifton Clyde, so much for that. But the 2 versus the 3 in both of the quarterfinals or the semifinals on the bottom of both the boys and girls brackets, but the top, the 1 versus the 5 and 1 versus the 4. Not a ton of upsets here. We did have a few. We had Donovan West, the 11 seed, on the boys' side defeat Washington County, the 6 seed. Also had Valley Heights, the 10 seed, defeat the 7 seed Lynn. So we've had a few upsets here, but nothing too terribly crazy getting towards the deep portion of this tournament. So Hanover girls have clinched a spot in the third place game. Clifton Clyde has clinched a spot in the title game. And we will await to get a score from the other gym as well, as the Axel Frankfurt girls game went winning that one handily, 46-26. As for Lynn versus Donovan West, that game going on was ours in this window for the right to play Frankfurt in the fifth place game. And as for the boys' fifth place game, the other game that was going on during the last game, well, that actually didn't happen because Troy decided not to travel here today, so we didn't have a game in the other gym during this last session. So Troy did not travel. They decided not to show up, so instead we'll have a couple of games tomorrow in the consolation that I believe will not have any definitive spot for fifth or seventh place, since the fact that Troy decided not to travel and play in a consolation final today. But either way, we play on here with the girls' semifinal between Valley Heights and Centralia. We'll be back here in a couple minutes to announce starters and get you ready for the tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Vendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
KMZA.
Here we go with the girls' semifinals, Centralia and Valley Heights, as the Panthers win the tip, and we are underway. Centralia wearing their black on black, and Valley Heights with their white on white. Orange letters and numbers for the Panthers, purple letters and numbers for the Mustangs. Here's a three ball from Owen Dieters, right at the top of the key. It's good, picking up where she left off from yesterday, 31 points for her. She drains a three. Starters for Valley Heights include Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audra Steinfurt, Ava Smith, and Mia Vermetten to get it across half court. As for the starters for Australia, it's Tatum Kramer, Tori Kuckelman, Isabel Haberkamp, Owen Dieters, and Cora Thompson. First side wing catch for Merck. She'll get it right back after giving it up briefly to Maggie Turber. Cross court pass near side for Vermetten. Little swords in the middle. Gets defended by Dieters. Far side corner once again with the catch for Maggie Turber. Pick and roll. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Kuckelman. She puts it on the floor and she's fouled. A foul goes against Turber. First foul of the ball game. Centralia fans to my left and to my right in front of me. And Valley Heights has their fans across the way as well. Far side wing catch for Thompson. Give it up to Kramer, who streaks in the middle. And she puts on the floor and loses it. It's thrown away, but, oh, man, I don't know about that. A dribble. Looked like it was Ava Smith dribbling out of bounds, but they're going to say his last touch by Owen Dieters, and it'll go to the Mustangs. Valley Heights is head coached by Jordan Brockstrom. And Centralia is head coached by Dusty Thompson. Maggie Turber calls out the play. That's the near side wing for her. Defended by Kramer. Cross court far side to Turber. Entry pass, Smith, kick it back out. After a touch pass from Delana Merck. Bounce pass, back out to Merck. And once again, one dribble. Stop by a couple defenders. Bounce pass for Vermetten. Shot to the near side. Block is off the glass and good. And Mia Vermetten responds with a basket. And it's 3-2 Centralia. Peters brings it up. Coach Thompson calling out the play. It's a screen from Isabel Haberkamp. Goes to her right with the corner. Picks the hand off to Kramer. Stops the near side block. Shut up. That's no good. She was triple teamed. Rebound by Audra Steinfurt. Up the far side. Maggie Turber. Up to the wing. Cross court pass near side for Vermetten. Posting up to Steinfurt on the near side block against Isabel Haberkamp. Cross court pass far side. Smith with it. Rolled above her head. Bounce pass. Merck gives it up. Turnaround jumper. Good for Mia Vermetten. She has all four of the team's points so far. 4-2. Valley Heights with their first lead of the ballgame. 5:50 to go, opening quarter. Dieters dribbles to the right. Cross court pass far side, Kuckelman. Triple threat position, that gives up to Cora Thompson. Averaging nearly 20 points a game is Owen Dieters. Near side, now give it up to the top of the key. Thompson drives right side and stops. Just inside the 3-point line. Kramer, bounce pass. Dieters, far side corner. Dribbles to the wing. With defense by Valley Heights this possession. Picking up a lot of clock, poking it free from Dieters. Loose now reaching call late. The bailout foul is called against Ava Smith, her first, team second. Josie Haberkamp checks in. Or beg your pardon, sorry, that's Tava Gibbs. The freshman forward for the Panthers. Inbound to Dieters, and we're back underway. Kramer has it far side away against the Valley Heights 2-3 zone. Driving left, stopping at the elbow. Double team, and it's thrown away. Going the other way, left side. It's Turber, and she's fouled by Isabel Haberkamp, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. That's the first foul against Australia in the ballgame. So a 4-0 run for the Mustangs after Australia got a 3-pointer from Owen Dieters. First free throw, no good. Too strong for Maggie Turber. No substitutions for either team here. Second one is good. Turber with her first point of the game. First of what will most likely be many. One of the team's best scorers. Turber, Merck, and Smith. And you can say Vermetten as well. Four really good scorers. Lob inside for Gibbs is deflected away, and it'll stay with the Panthers with 4:53 to go, opening quarter. 5-3 Valley Heights. Peters the inbounder. Lob it in to Gibbs, near side wing. Handed off to Peters, thought about three. One dribble, will fire three after dribbling to her left. No good. Too strong. Rebound for Turber. Pass up ahead, far side for Merck. He's going to try a three off the dribble. That one off the backboard is no good. Tipped by Smith and Peters. Thinks through it off of Smith, and it will go to Centralia. Good hustle by Centralia's leading scorer, the junior guard, Owen Dieters. Two-time All-State mention. She'll bring it up here. Thompson calls the play. Crossover dribble, gets past Vermetten, stopped at the elbow. And now she loses it. Good defense. Coming over is Delana Merck. She steals it away. She'll bring it from the middle. Peters trying to poke it free away. She cannot. She'll kick to the near side corner for three. That's short by Turber. Off the right side of the iron, rather, and rebound by Corey Thompson. Outlet is to Dieter. She'll bring it up the far side. Kim Kramer now with it, halfway through this first quarter. 5-3 Valley Heights. CVL girls semifinal. Winner to take on Clifton Clyde in the championship game. Dieter moves it to the right side. And she'll stop and then go. Drives, kicks. Haverkamp back at the top of the key with Kramer. The defense once again from Valley Heights. And now a throw towards Dieter's way. It's a puck to the out. So after Dieter's made a three early on in this one, nothing since then. Yet they only trail by two. Unbound it, and she'll get it right back after Kramer hands it off to her. Top of the key catch for Gibbs. Driving left, trying to get it back towards that to Thompson, but she is stopped. And the lob goes out of bounds. Turnover to Valley Heights once again. Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp checking in for Court Thompson. And Isabel Haverkamp. Three-quarters court press from Centralia, man-to-man. Pretty loose press. I don't even know if I could call it a press. More like three-quarter man-to-man. Ava Smith makes the catch. Jump stop, shot up. Good from 12 feet. Ava Smith on the scoreboard for the first time. It is a 7-0 run for Valley Heights. Kramer, jump stop, 15 feet. Bounce pass, Gibbs, short corner near side. Gives up her dribble. Pass thrown away by Vermette, intended for Dieter. 2-1 fast break, pass up ahead, thrown away by Kramer. Missed opportunity for Valley Heights. Now Centralia hoping to push. They have numbers. 4-on-3, and now they get back. It's Kramer, Hayden Kramer, gives it to her sister, Tatum. To the right of the top of the key, to Dieters in the wing. Near side, entry pass, Gibbs underneath the basket. Doesn't have a good angle, shot up no good underneath the basket. He goes out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Panthers. 2:37 to go in this first quarter. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Inbound to Kramer, elbow jumper near side, no good. Rebound by Mia Vermetten, or actually correction. That was Delana Merck. Pass deflected by Gibbs, but into the hands of Merck. She drives right side. That shot's blocked away. Ava Smith trying to get the rebound. She cannot. It's Hayden Kramer coming up with it. One-on-one fast break. Left side. Layup. Good. Hayden Kramer on the scoreboard for the first time since early on in the first quarter for Centralia at 7-5. Ava Smith. Maggie Turber now near side wing. Ren's going to spot him for three. That's off the front end of the iron. No good. Long rebound out to Tatum Kramer. Not the shot I'm sure head coach Jordan Brockerman was looking for. Peters brings it up. Chance to tie or take the lead here for Centralia. Tatum Kramer, far side wing, dribbles towards the middle. Cross-court pass near side. Gives just inside 3-point line. He'll pull from 16 feet. That's too strong, missing everything. And a good box out by Maggie Turber. And it'll go to the Mustangs. First substitutions of the game for Valley Heights is Olivia Scala and Tessa Miller will check in. In for Vermetten and for Otter Steinberg. 1:40 to go. First quarter, 7-5 Valley Heights. Far side catch for Merck. Handed off, lob down low, intended for Scala. It's too high. Goes out of bounds. A turnover to Centralia. Timeout called. Jesse Thompson wants to talk things over. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 7-5 in favor of Valley Heights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA. 1:26 left to go in the first quarter. A three-pointer by Owen Dieters to start the game, but after that, a 7-0 run by Valley Heights with 4 points from Mia Vermetten, Ava Smith, and Maggie Turber combined for 3 points as well, and then a two-point basket from Hayden Kramer makes it 7-5. Low post catch, Josie Abraham kicks it out to Court Thompson on the near side corner. Driving baseline, stopped by Maggie Turber. She'll kick it out, top of the key. Hayden Kramer drives left, kick it out, gives another long two. This one is no good as well. Hits in the air, rebound for Maggie Turber. To keep it herself, lob up ahead for Scala, it's too high. Not happy with her teammate. And on that, Keelan Rempe will check in for the first time this evening. And Hayden Kramer will bring it up. Owen Dieters getting a breather here for the Panthers. Kick to Gibbs, hand off Rempe, far side corner. She can shoot the daylights out of the basketball. Here's a lob inside. Josie Haverkamp, one dribble towards the middle. She's triple teamed and stripped away by Maggie Turber. And a whistle and a foul against Haverkamp, and it'll go the other way. Okay. 48.9 seconds left here in this opening quarter. They could hold on to it for a final shot if they wanted to ensure that they have a lead going into the second quarter. See what they do. Far side corner catch for Delana Merck. She'll drive middle. Jump stop at the elbow. Kick it out. Long three straight away. Good for Tessa Miller. First three-pointer of the game for the Mustangs. It's 10-5. 30 seconds left for Centralia. Hayden Kramer has it poked away by Smith in a reach-in foul. I don't know about that one. That was not much contact that time, but Smith is going to get flagged for her second personal foul. And now it'll be Ann Turber checking in for the first time tonight. Checking in for Smith, of course. 27.8 seconds left. That was good anticipation by Smith, but they unfortunately call her for the personal foul. Cross half court is Rempe on the inbound. Far side wing for Cora Thompson. High post catch. Three on the way for Josie Haverkamp. Off the backboard, no good. Tipped by Hayden Kramer. And she'll haul it in with 17 seconds left. Keelan Rempe is double teamed. And she'll hand it off. Hayden Kramer from the top of the key. Crossover dribble, left side, driving. Shot off the glass is short. It was an open shot. Loose on the floor. Gibbs has it. And she lost it out of bounds. It'll go to Valley Heights with 4.5 seconds left. A couple of good looks there for Centralia, but a missed opportunity. Melina Becker checking in for Centralia, defensive specialist. 4.5 seconds left. Inbound near half court for Turber. Dribbles to her right with three. Driving into the paint with two. Loses it. And a three-quarter court heave as well as short by Tampa Gibbs. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 10-5, Valley Heights, the 2-seed leading the 3-seed, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
After 8 minutes of action, Valley Heights leads Centralia at 10-5. I'd like to thank our sponsors making today's broadcast possible. That includes Benzina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wanklin Oil Company. 4 points for Mia Vermetten. She leads all scorers. Valley Heights has the ball out of the break. Near side corner catch for Delana Merck. Dribbles towards the middle for Ava Smith. Head fake. Drives right. And she'll bounce past it out. To Vermetten, who's back in the ball game after sitting out for the end of the first quarter. Turber in trouble. Good defense by Owen Dieters. Bounce pass. Backdoor cut. Vermetten. Bounce pass. Far side block to block. Shut up. No good. But free throw's coming up for Audra Steinfurt. Beautiful pass by Vermetten. She is getting it done in all facets of her game so far tonight. Wanted to get Owen Dieters going for Centralia. Had 31 last night, 3 points to start this game. But since then, not a whole lot happening for the Panthers in offense. As Steinfurt's first free throw is good. The first three-pointer came within the first minute of the quarter. The remaining 7 minutes, just 2 points is all they have to show for it. The second free throw is no good. Steinfurt goes 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. 11-5 Valley Heights, drive and kick out. Dieters almost ran over a defender. She kicks it out to Kramer for three, no good. And in fact, if they would have taken that charge, probably would have gotten the call. Now come the Mustangs off to Tatum Kramer, missed from three. Far side corner is Merck with the catch. She'll try to drive past Kuckelman baseline. Wraparound pass for Steinfurt is loose on the floor and is tipped out by Vermette out to the near side wing for three. Good! For Maggie Turner, beautiful tip pass by Vermette. It was loose on the floor, and Vermette just dove after it and tipped it out to her on the near side wing, draining the three. It's 14-5. And now a push against Delana Merck. Oh, correction, it's against Vermette. That'll be her first. Another 7-0 run for Valley Heights. After a 7-5 lead, it's now 14-5. Peters looking inside, kicks it out, swinging around the corner. Kuckelman to Kramer, top of the key. Hands it off to Dieters. Head fake from just the right of the top of the key. Sends the outside. In trouble, kicks it out. Kuckelman, far side wing, top of the key for Keelan Reppy. Thought about the three, instead holds on to it. Lob pass, near side corner for Tatum Kramer. Lob inside for Peters, and she's pushed from the back by Vermette, and that is huge because that is Vermette's second personal foul. So she will come to the bench, and Tessa Miller will check in. She knocked down a three in the first quarter. Now Tava Gibbs will check in for Keelan Reppy. So Centralia has more size here. 6:33 to go, second quarter. Peters the inbounder. She'll lob it in to Tatum Kramer. Dribble towards the middle. And she has it stripped away by Maggie Turber. She dribbles off her own foot, but into the hands of Ava Smith of Valley Heights. Going the other way. Dieters pokes it back from behind her and pokes it free. Centralia gets another turnover on defense. So they go tit for tat with turnovers. Centralia gets it back. Peters gets away from a defender. Whistle and a carry is called. She got flagged for that twice last night against Donovan West. And she gets it called against her here. And it's Valley Heights basketball is now back-to-back turnovers for Centralia. Mustangs get it back. Maggie Turber defended by Dieters heavily, forcing her to give up her dribble. Pass to Ava Smith. Defended by Tatum Kramer. The drive left against her. Jump stop, kick, three ball, wide open. Tessa Miller. Two for two from beyond the arc for Tessa. It is now a 10-0 run for Valley Heights. Near side wing catch for Tatum Kramer. Whistle and a kick ball. Substitution brings Court Thompson in for Centralia. She'll check in for Tori Kuckelman. Court Thompson gives them more of a attack on the inside as Kuckelman is more of a three-point shooting specialist. And down to Gibbs, near side corner, has it poked away from Delana Merck. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. 5:40 to go, second quarter, 17-5, Valley Heights. 10-0 run here going on from the Mustangs. Cross-court pass far side to Isabel Haverkamp, who also checked in for the Panthers. Kramer. The top of the key, dribbles right. It stops, loses it, loose on the floor, picked up another turnover forced by Maggie Turber. She has been all over the place on defense. And across half court, jump stop by Delana Merck, cross court pass far side for Miller. And Turber comes up to catch it. Merck now near side for Smith. From the wing, bounce pass, high post. Going to work is Turber. Step back, fadeaway jumper, no good from 6 feet out. And Isabel Haverkamp is going to save him before he goes out of bounds. And a pass is thrown away by Maggie Turber again. That shot's blocked out of there by Gibbs. Rebound by Miller, and she is fouled going up. And that all happens because Isabel Haverkamp decides to pick up the ball instead of letting it go out of bounds. And as a result, Valley Heights has a chance to score off of that decision. The two free throws coming up for Tessa Miller, who has six already. That first free throw is no good off the right side of the rim. And Josie Haverkamp checking in. So is Owen Dieters. In for Tatum Kramer and Isabel Haverkamp. That one is good. Tessa Miller goes 1 for 2. She has 7 points. It's 18-5. Dieters dribbles to her right to the wing. High post catch. Josie Haverkamp dribbles. Spins. At the far side, rather than near side, short corner. Kick out. Hayden Kramer for three. Far side wing. And it is good. Much needed three for Centralia. Their first points of the quarter. With 4:40 to go, and Owen Dieters pokes it away and steals it up ahead to her. on a pass from Gibbs. Layup left hand side. No good. Gets out of bounds by Owen Deers and a missed opportunity from Centralia. That would have been huge if the Panthers could have capitalized there. But instead, Charlie Heights gets the ball back. Hayden Kramer now leads Centralia in scoring with 5 points. Owen Deters has the other three. Ava Smith across half court, far side, crossover dribble, working against Kava Gibbs. To her left hand, goes back to her right, drives in the lane, shut up, no good off the glass, too strong. Gets her a miss, but she was out of bounds. And she did not establish herself before she caught the rebound. So it'll be Centralia basketball after the missed opportunity that time by Ava Smith. Both teams missing open looks. And now Olivia Scala will check in for the first time this quarter. And Vermetten will check back in with two personal fouls. And she will come in for Maggie Turber, who will get a break after hustling all over the place on defense and forcing a ton of turnovers. 18-8 Valley Heights, 4:10 to go, second quarter. Dribbling middle, jump stop, Hayden Kramer, kick it out to Owen Deters. Lob inside, Josie Haberkamp spins on Scala, shut up, too strong, actually can be short, rebound for Thompson. Another chance for Centralia. Dribbles baseline side, kick out to Kramer. One dribble, pull up, 16-footer, too strong, rebound Deters, far side. And her shot is no good. That's tipped up in the air, loose. Picked up by Deters again. Couple rebounds for Deters. She'll bring it out to the perimeter and reach in a foul against Tessa Miller. And a not smart foul that time. That'll be the third team foul, her first, with 3:45 to go in the quarter. Far side wing inbound for Deters. She'll go ahead and just throw it in to Hayden Kramer near half court. She'll dribble towards the near side. To Josie Haberkamp, now to Deters, far side wing. Defended by Miller. Back to Hayden Kramer. Pass wasn't great, but she is able to make the catch. It was to her right, now crossover back to her left. Defended by Smith. A little bit of a push off, nothing called though. Stops at the elbow, far side. Kick it out, Gibbs. Another long two for try. That one also no good. She's 0 for 3. Those mid-range jumpers, those long two. Elliott pass up ahead, deflected out of bounds by Hayden Kramer after the miss by Gibbs. And it'll stay with Valley Heights with 3:21 to go. For both teams, it's been missed opportunities that have been big, especially for Centralia, considering they're still in single-digit scoring as a team. Tim Kramer checking in for Gibbs. Vermetten inbounds it to Miller. 7 points for her. Pass deflected. Thrown away by Peters, and she fouled. Miller commits the personal foul after throwing the ball away, and she has her second foul. So Miller, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, all 2,000 apiece, and she'll come to the bench. And Dan Turber will check in for the Mustangs. Inbound to Deters with 3:13 to go in the quarter. Centralia has to get something going here. Valley Heights on an 11-3 run. Stopped as Kramer, gives it out to Deters. She only has 3 points on the night so far. Driving baseline is stopped there in the short corner. Needs help. Backdoor cut to the top of the key. Free ball for Hayden Kramer. Off the rim. Rattling. No good. Rebound by Josie Haberkamp. She lays it up and in on the putback. Josie Haberkamp with her first basket of the game. And it's 18-10. And a three ball by Ann Turber off the dribble. That's off the front end of the rim. No good. Tipped by Hayden Kramer. She hauls it in. Looking to push. Crossover dribble. Gives up to Owen Deters. Near side wing. Defended by Delaney Mark. Entry pass. Haberkamp. Turnaround jumper. Good and one! Oh, what a basket by Josie Haberkamp. The minimal time from when she caught it to how fast she turned around to how fast she caught it, or she threw it up. That was phenomenal stuff from Josie Haberkamp. A quick move, and the foul committed. And the free throw on its way is no good. And a rebound from Valley Heights. So missed opportunity on the free throw. Either way, Josie Haberkamp has 4 points. They keep that foul to Josie Parker, but she's not in the game. I don't know why they gave it to her. Here's an entry pass. Ava Smith shot off the glass. No good. She gets her a miss, but she traveled. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast. Medina State Bank, SPS Insurance, Lincoln Oil Company, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. 18-12 Valley Heights. Peters has it near side wing. Whistle and a push off the ball down low, and it goes against Olivia Scala. And that will send Centralia to the free throw line to shoot two with Josie Haberkamp. Haberkamp has 4 of the team's 7 points here in this quarter. The foul against Scala is actually her second. I think that was who they gave the last foul to. They just had a typo on the scoreboard as the first free throw is no good. A game of this magnitude cannot miss free throws like this. Yesterday, Centralia shot free throws so well, especially Owen Dieters, who was 12 for 18. Second free throw for Josie Haverkamp is good. So she goes 1 for 3 in that little stretch. She has 5 points now. It's 18 to 13. 2:03 left to go here in quarter number 2. Smith dribbles it across half court, met by a double team, deflected by Gibbs, and it goes out of bounds. Gibbs couldn't save it. He'll stay with Mustang. Good hustle by the freshman forward. Here's the inbound to Ann Turber, her sister Maggie, who started this game, not in the ballgame at the moment. Turber defended by Dieters. Hands it off to Smith. Looking to go left, and whistle and a carry. A carry against David Smith. They got Owen Dieters for that earlier in the quarter, and she's happy about that, the fact that they called it both ways. Keelan Rempe checking in for Josie Haverkamp for Centralia. And a chance to make it a one-possession game right here. Dieters goes to her left. Goes middle. After a screen by Gibbs. Far side, clean catch. Rempe's going to score up for 3. Too strong. Rebound, Tatum Kramer. Shot underneath the basket. Is no good, but she's fouled. And Ava Smith commits her 3rd personal foul of this first half. And with 1:35 to go, both free throws going through, makes this a one-possession game. First free throw is good. Tatum Kramer's first point of the ball game. One more try for Tatum. That one is on its way, and that one is no good off the right side. Rebound for Scala of Valley Heights. Near side for Maggie Turber, just checked in, and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Roxman. Almost a foul picked up by Owen Dieters, who's slapping at it, but a timeout called by Valley Heights. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the, actually make it 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So after Valley Heights got an 11-3 run to start the quarter, go up 18-8. Since then, a 6-0 run for Centralia. It's 18-14. 1:23 left to go, second quarter. Maggie Turber, pass far side corner. Olivia Scala, pass is tipped by Centralia, maybe. Or was it not? No, it was not. And it's out of bounds. So pass to the far side to the near side, going wing to wing, and it'll go to Centralia. Dieters with it. She'll bring it across half court. I'd like to thank our sponsors of today's broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, and Hilltop Creation. Crossover dribble. Hayden Kramer stops far side elbow, hands it off Dieters. 1 minute to go. Looking inside, he'll go to Gibbs. From the far side block, spins around a defender. Shot too strong off the glass. Tipton gets throw miss. Second try. That is knocked away by Olivia Scala. Out of that pass to Vermenton. She's going to try to push. They have numbers. 4-on-3. On the other way, near side is Maggie Turber. Charlie comes back, but pulls up her jumper. No good. 8-footer. Dieters was knocked over. She can't haul on the rebound, but Rempe is there for Centralia. Her pass to Dieters is deflected, but into her hand. The junior guard brings it up. Oh, a full court pass up ahead is deflected, but into the hands of Hayden Kramer somehow. Dieters gets it back. 3 on the way. And good with 30 seconds left. And Owen Dieters makes it 18-17. 26 seconds remain. Ice in her veins. Owen Dieters hasn't had much opportunity and hasn't had very many opportunities, but she drains one here. Maggie Turber, far side, is bumped and fouled by Owen Dieters, her first of the game. Yesterday, she did a terrific job of not getting into foul trouble. So far today, she's done a good job of that, but here she picks up her first with 12.3 seconds left in the second quarter, and that'll be just the 3rd team foul. And it'll be Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson checking in for Keelan Rempe and Owen Dieters. Again, 18-17. Valley Heights with the lead. 9-0 run for Centralia. Inbound, far side block for Ann Turber. She dribbled to the perimeter. And with 8 seconds left, she's got to hurry. Give it to her sister, Maggie. Far side with 5 seconds left. Drive baseline, 3 seconds. Loses it, picks it up, shut up. Turnaround is good! That's a buzzer for Maggie Turber. 5 points in the quarter, 6 on the half for her. And Valley Heights goes into the break with a 20-17 lead. Coming up next is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Back in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega, TVL Girls Semifinal. Jared Slubby back with you. A fun one. Our score at the break, it's Valley Heights 20 and Centralia 17. As this has, just like the men's game we had a little bit ago, it's been all about runs, with both teams making some pretty substantial runs one way or the other. Starting off at the beginning of the game, Centralia made the first basket of the game. Valley Heights then went on a 7-0 run. Vermenton with 4 points in the quarter, and they would hold on to a 10-5 lead going into the second quarter. Valley Heights then put together an 11-3 run to start the quarter in the first 5 minutes of that second quarter to go up 18-8. But in the final few minutes, Centralia put a 9-0 run together of their own to make it 18-17. However, the last jab would be made by Maggie Turber in Valley Heights, a turnaround mid-range short corner buzzer beater to make it 20-17. At the break, taking a look at your individual scoring leaders. First for Centralia, leading the way in scoring is Owen Dieters with a pair of three-pointers. Hayden Kramer has 5 points, and so does Josie Haberkamp, getting all five in the second quarter and a free throw for Tatum Kramer. And for Valley Heights, 7 points for Tessa Miller. She leads all scorers. Also 6 points for Maggie Turber. 4 for Mia Verbenten, and 2 for Ava Smith, and also 1 from Audra Steinfurt. It's been a fun one so far, and we'll have more coming up here in just a bit here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And a thanks to all of our amazing sponsors making today's broadcast possible, including Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. And just a reminder that this is game 2 of our triple header. We got Axel taking on, Centralia taking on Hanover in our final game of the night for the boys' semifinal. And Axel is already on to the championship. They defeated Clifton Clyde with a game-winning buzzer beater from Eli Brockstrom. 50-48 was the final score. In fact, Brockstrom got a go-ahead basket with inside 20 seconds left, so he got all 5 of those last points. Just a phenomenal performance from him. He was our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, and we'll crown one of those after this game as well. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Once again, your halftime score back in 2 minutes. It's 20-17 in favor of Valley Heights over Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
About to get second half action underway here in Onega. DVL girls semifinal at the half. Valley Heights leading Centralia 20-17. Big thanks to all of our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Mentioned this has been a game of runs, mainly in the second quarter. Valley Heights with an 11-3 run after a 10-5 lead after the first quarter concluded. A 9-0 run by Centralia, and then the final basket, however, will be made by Valley Heights to get us to our score. As of right now, Maggie Turber making that turnaround jumper. That was beautifully done from her. Now time for your keys to the second half. And for both teams, defense has been really good for both teams. For Centralia, though, I feel like they've had a lot of opportunities inside that they haven't been able to capitalize on. Down low, mainly. They've had open looks from beyond the arc, but they haven't really been taking them. They've been trying to really work on the inside out, which I think is a good thing to do, especially if you can't even make those shots inside to hold off on some of those perimeter jumpers. So for Centralia, it's making those shots inside. And as for Valley Heights, keep the pressure on Owen Dieters. They've done a fantastic job of limiting her, especially after the day she had yesterday, scoring 31 points. Today, she has had a tough time finding some open looks. She scored within the first minute of the first quarter, and then she scored another three late in the second quarter. That has been it for her. Those are your keys to the second half. We are ready to get this second half underway as both teams getting some final thoughts and words in from their head coaches, Sally Heights head coach Jordan Brockstrom, and Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson. Centralia once again in their black on blacks with orange letters and numbers, and Valley Heights with their white on whites with their purple letters and numbers. They'll be Smith, Maggie Turber, Vermetten, as well as Steinfurt. So I missed here. Smith already. Not Tessa Miller. It's a Turber, Burke, Steinfurt, Smith, and Vermette. There we go. I got all five now. Backdoor look for Cora Thompson. She'll kick it out to Dieters as Centralia comes out with Kramer, Kuckelman, Haberkamp, Dieters, and Thompson. Three ball on the near side corner. No good. And a rebound for Valley Heights. Both teams going with their original starting five. Far side wing catch for Delana Merck. To the corner, far side. Maggie Turber puts on the floor. Spins, jumper, fade away, no good, tipped in the air, and loose, and picked up by Steinfurt, far side corner. She's going to try a mid-range jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound for Menton, lays it up and in. And Valley Heights gets the first basket of the second half. Peters dribbles to her right after she brings it up. Underneath the basket, in trouble, fires it up to the top of the keeper, Cora Thompson. Here's side wing catch, Tatum Kramer. Defended by Smith, drives left, stops the short corner, kicks it out. Kuckelman hands it back. Kramer will give it to the top for Haberkamp on the near side. Kramer thought about the three. Instead, she puts it on the floor. Right side, Thompson almost traveled, but she's able to give it up. Long three for Owen Dieters. Good! Owen Dieters had a little bit of a cushion, but she was 3 feet from beyond the arc, and she didn't hesitate, and Centralia pulls back within two. Far side wing catch for Vermetten. Staying across the paint. Is Merck. She'll kick it to Smith for three. That one is good. And Ava Smith responds with a triple of her own. She has five. Third three of the game for Valley Heights. It's 25-20. Near side corner catch for Tatum Kramer. She'll give it up to Tori Kuckelman. Peters working inside now. She'll come out to the top of the heat catch. Head fake. Drives right side against Vermetten. Now retreats to the far side wing. Gets another dribble. In trouble. Now it's to Kuckelman. Near side, Kramer, defended by Smith, hand in her face, cross-court pass far side, Thompson, give up to the corner, Kuckelman off the dribble, stops at the far side elbow, lob it out to Dieters. She's going to try to shoot from the logo, that's short, and Smith grabs it after it clips the front of the rim. Big time heat check, unfortunately for Centralia, it does not work. Entry pass, near side block, shot is short but no good, but Maggie Turber is fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against Isabel Haberkamp. That's the fourth foul of the game against Centralia. The first for either team. First free throw is good. So Turber now with 7 points after that make. Kayla Gibbs coming in for Isabel Haberkamp. 5:39 to go, third quarter. Second one on its way is good. She goes 2 for 2 this time. She's 3 for 4 from the charity stripe today. And it's 26-20. Actually, it should be 27-20. Driving baseline is Eaters underneath the basket. And a blocking foul is called. Score still says 26-20. And that foul will go against Audra Steinfurt, her first. Inbound underneath the basket, far side of the block for Tatum Kramer to Dieters. Get it right back to her. She's double-teamed. She'll hand it off to Dieters. Far side corner. Stops to the far side elbow. Keeping her dribble, though. Lob inside for Gibbs. She's double-teamed. And in trouble. Bounce pass inside underneath the basket to Thompson. Shot up. Is no good. Tipped and picked up by Gibbs. The freshman goes up. Foul and one! The freshman goes up strong. Lays it up in. It's four. Still says 26 for Valley Heights. But now 22 for Centralia for sure. And she'll go to the line to shoot one. And as the score still says 26-20. Now it says 26-22. But again, it should be 27-22. Second free throw is going to miss everything. unless the second free throw didn't count for some reason. I didn't see that. Because nobody has caught it, so maybe I'm just on something here. I'm not quite sure, but she made both free throws. So I'm not quite sure why it still says 26-22, but either way, we play on. 5:06 left to go, third quarter. After Gibbs missed the free throw at the end of the N1. Pass thrown away by Dieters. Miscommunication on the pass. 2-on-2 fast break, left side. Dieters. Double team, bounce pass. Gibbs, wide open layup is good. Tanner Gibbs with four quick points here in this third quarter. Scoreboard says 26-24. Here is Turber, drives right into the lane, slips and falls. That's a travel. She slipped and fell to the seat of her pants and held on to the basketball. And with 4:39 left, Trillia gets the ball back. Chance to tie her, take the lead, according to the scoreboard. Bounce pass near side corner for Tatum Kramer. Crossbow pass is thrown away. Maggie Turber with the interception. 1-on-1 fast break. Layup is good and one. What a shot. Tatum Kramer found it hard. She still got it up and in. And Turber now with 9. If that second free throw doesn't count. So two fouls for Tatum Kramer. She'll come to the bench. Second free throw, actually only free throw, is no good. Tipped out. And it's loose all the way near half court. Picked up by Kramer on the run. 1-on-1 fast break. Layup is no good. Put back for Gibbs. Nothing good. Another one for Tatum Gibbs. She has 6. And it's 28-26. 4:06 left to go, third quarter. At one point, Valley Heights was up by 10. It was 18-8. Near side wing catch for Vermenton. Drives baseline. A little bit of a push up, mid-range jumper. No good. Off the dribble. Rebound, Tatum Gibbs. Outlet pass far side. Owen Dieters. She'll bring it up. Lob near side corner. All alone, Kunkelman. Nice closeout, though. She can't get the shot off. Hand off. Dieters drives right side. In the lane. Kick out. And she's foul on the floor. Josie Haverkamp will sub in. Dieters will inbound it on the far side. Underneath the basket. Haverkamp will check in for Core Thompson. Dieters again inbounding. Looking for somebody to get open. Far side corner. Catch. Tuckerman for 3. Short. No good. And a rebound for Tessa Miller of Valley Heights. Ella pass far side. And Delana Merck brings it up with 3.5 to go. Miller gets it. She'll try a 3. She's made 2 already. That one's not good. Short rebound for Owen Dieters. Looking to push. Keeps it herself. Gibbs was open earlier. Can find her. Kramer's going to try a 3. That's short for Hayden Kramer. Rebound by Tessa Miller. Really now kind of settling. Miller in trouble. Reach in. Nothing called, though. And a timeout called by Coach Brockstrom. Full timeout. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't oh Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
KMZA.
Scoreboard says 28-26 in favor of Valley Heights. There's a free throw that is missing, though, for Valley Heights. Here's a driving kick. 3 ball for Vermenton, and that is short. Long rebound out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. 2:58 left to go, third quarter. Again, there was a free throw for Maggie Turber. She went 2 for 2. And they only counted one of the free throws for some reason. Haven't got an explanation for that. Talked to one of the other radio stations, and they got the same thing. Far side, corner, long two, no good from Tava Gibbs, and a lot of contact by hitting the floor, but a rebound for Maggie Turber. Out of that pass to Merck, she'll bring it up. 2:40 to go. I'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors for today, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Miller pass, deflected by Dieters. She saves it in bounds, and Tatum Kramer comes up with it. Maggie Turber trying to take it from her, and she cannot. It is a foul picked up by Maggie Turber, her second. Substitution. Miller will come out. Into the game for Valley Heights is Lindsey Gray, a 5'5 freshman. Rob inside. Josie Haberkamp, fadeaway jumper, no good. Left side of the rim, and Owen Dieters is fouled as he had a pass to make the rebound. And that is the fourth team foul against Valley Heights. 2:16 left to go in the third quarter. Scoreboard says 28-26. That foul goes against Gray, her first. First free throw for Dieters. Good. Dieters now has 10 as Dieters' first free throw attempt of the day. Again, she shot 18 free throws yesterday. She made 12. Second try. That one is good. She goes 2 for 2. Australia has allegedly tied this game 28-28. Vermette on the inbound. Gets it in. Aggie Turber defended against Keelan Rempe, full court man-to-man. Screen to go to the left, cross half court to the far side wing. 2:04 to go in the quarter. Bounce pass to the wing. Vermette drives, stops at the elbow, kick it out. Three ball on the way, far side corner, Maggie Turber, no good. Offensive rebound, picked up. Wraparound pass by Merck is out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. It's only 1:52 to go in the quarter. Tatum Kramer brings it up. Hayden Kramer, top of the key, drives right, jump stop, shot off the glass, good! And Hayden Kramer puts Australia up by, as of right now, according to scoreboard, by 2. Far side wing catch for Vermetten. Little towards the middle to Maggie Turber. Goes to the right, spins back to the middle. And a reach in by Hayden Kramer, and they'll get her with the reach in. 1:22 left to go in the third. Merck the inbounder. And nice splash inside for Maggie Turber. She lays it up and in, and we are tied. She has 11. It's 30-30. Hayden Kramer to the left of the top of the key. Drive, kick, gives. Far side short corner. Drive baseline. Kramer stops, gives up to Josie Haberkamp. Top the key for Tatum Kramer. And a shot up for Hayden Kramer, and she's fouled. And free throw's coming up for Hayden Kramer. And that foul goes against Maggie Turber. That is her fourth. And free throw is good. Makes it 31-30. Although, again, it should be 31-31. 57 seconds left, but that free throw is good as well. Centralia, according to scoreboard, back up by 2 with 55 seconds left in the third quarter. And Turber bringing it across half court. To the near side, a lob up ahead into the hands of Merck. Nice pass down low for Scala. Shot no good off the glass. Rebound Gibbs. 43 seconds left in the quarter. 32-30 Centralia. Kramer gives it up to Hayden Kramer. Crossover dribble middle. And she has it stripped away by Delana Merck. And a reach in against Centralia going the other way. Nice hands by Delana Merck. And they'll flag Hayden Kramer with that personal. That'll be her second. 30 seconds left behind the back dribble from Ann Turber. Cross half court. The far side pass behind her intended target. Saved by Gray from going out of bounds. Loose on the floor and picked up by Centralia. Rempe has it across half court. On the near side, has some hesitating. Kramer is a lazy lollipop and is picked up by Valley Heights. 10 seconds left here in the third. And Gibbs reaches in and bumps her and gets the foul with 8.3 seconds left. Gibbs poked it free, but she ran into Ann Turber. And that will be the 15th foul. That will send her to the free throw line. And for Gibbs, that is her second personal. Seconds left. First free throw for Vermetten is good. She has 7, her first point since the first quarter when she had 4 in that opening period. Oh, actually, correction, no, she scored a 2-point field goal earlier in this quarter, and then that doesn't add up there. Second free throw on its way, and that one is good. 32-32, 8 seconds left. Centralia pass up ahead near side corner. Kramer with 5 seconds left. Kicks it out to Hayden Kramer. She'll try a 3. That one is short. And out of bounds with 0.2 seconds left. And Valley Heights gets it. They're going to inbound it. And that will end the quarter here. And that will do it here in quarter number 3. 32-32 is the score, although it should be 33-32 with a missed free throw from the scorekeeper. We'll see if possibly they change that maybe. We'll find out. Yeah, I think that one of the assistant coaches is talking about that. We will see. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Got a halftime score in Burlington. Sabetha defeats Silver Lake 66-64. How about that one? They'll be in the championship at 4:45 tomorrow evening. 21 points for Marcus Bauman. That's a scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Big thanks to our sponsors for today's broadcast. First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Fourth quarter action underway. We are tied 32-32. Although, again, I think they might be missing a free throw for Valley Heights. Ava Smith gives it up. Top of the key, now far side wing, catch for Vermetten. Dribbles towards the middle to Smith. Drives right side, kick in the corner, 3 ball in the way for Delana Merck. That's off the top of the backboard. Rebound for Aiden Kramer of Centralia. Bring it up the near side is Owen Dieters. In trouble, double team, kicks it. Hayden Kramer, dribble to the far side wing, cross-court pass near side corner. Tatum Kramer drives baseline, bounce pass, deflected by Smith, into the hands of Maggie Turber. Trying to find Cora Thompson, not a good decision that time. And Valley Heights hoping to score for the first time here in this fourth quarter. Short corner catch. Drive. Maggie Turber gets past her defender. Shot up no good. She falls to the floor. Nothing called. Underneath the basket. Rebound for Steinberg. Kicks it out. Shot off the glass. No good for Merck. Rebound Dieters of Centralia. Dieters from inside the Onega O. Avoiding the double team by passing it to Hayden Kramer on the near side wing. We'll have it back to the far side to Dieters. Extended 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass near side. Tatum Kramer thought about spotting it for a 3, so give it to her sister. Cross-court pass corner to corner to Dieters. Drives middle, now spins to the outside towards the baseline. There's over dribble, and she stepped on the line. Turnover, Centralia. 6.5 left to go in the game. And it'll be Valley Heights basketball. Ava Smith drives middle. She stopped, bounce pass, wrap around, a whistle, and a foul on the floor. And that'll be against the Panthers, specifically for Hayden Kramer, her third. Bounce pass to a cutting Audra Steinfurt, who makes it from straight away from 5 feet out. First basket of the quarter belongs to Audra Steinfurt. It's 34-32 in favor of Valley Heights. High post catch for Isabel Haverkamp. Gives it out to Kaden Kramer. Drives. She's fouled. Going up. She'll shoot two. 6:03 left to go. So two free throws for Tatum Kramer. First one on its way. That one too strong. Off the back iron. And now Tava Gibbs will sub in for Hayden Kramer. Second one's on its way. That one is no good. Rebound in favor of Valley Heights. Ava Smith brings up the far side to the near side wing. Kick it out. Maggie Turber now out to Steinfurt. Drives baseline in the lane over a couple defenders. She's fouled. She'll go up for two. 5:50 now left to go in the fourth quarter. And Tava Gibbs commits that foul. That'll be her third. And Steinfurt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 1 for 2 from the charity stripe so far today. Person on its way and good. Steinfurt, 4 points on the day for her. She'll get one more. Second one is good as well. Far side wing catch, deflected after a pass from Tatum Kramer, and Ava Smith thought that she had the turnover, but instead, it'll stay with the Panthers. Inbound to Dieters. Pass fake to the far side, going to the near side, gives entry pass to Josie Haverkamp, shot off the glass, is good. Nice shot by Josie Haverkamp. She's been quiet since the second quarter when she scored 5. She gets 2 more here. She has 7. It's 36-34. Handoff. Bounce pass. That's intercepted by Owen Dieters. Merck turns it over for Valley Heights. Dieters brings it up the near side herself. Going coast to coast in the lane. Love pass too high for Gibbs. Into the corner. Cannot save it. It's Josie Haverkamp. And out of bounds with 5:12 to go. Boy, fast-paced fourth quarter.
Fading up with 5:08. Remaining here in the fourth quarter, Ava Smith up the half court. North side wing catch. Down to key. Smith on him up 3. Drives middle. Euro step around. Dieter. Shot no good. Hits out of bounds. Who's it going to be? It's going to be Valley Heights basketball. With 5 minutes to go. Actually, 4:55 to be precise. The inbounder. Bounce pass inside. Shot blocked by Gibbs. And he's up to the side, folks. Trying to shoot her. She's come in. This is a table camp. By the way, he's gotten in contact with the athletic director of Omega about that missed free throw. They're going to check the score, stay able to make sure the score is accurate. So we'll have that be in progress. Drive middle, and then he kicks it out. Yeah, so try to do that. Left side. We've got a team in Kramer. He's got the fingers. He's going to go. Peters on the near side, long it inside. Goes to the Abercan. And the block, double team, gives it up to Fort Johnson, passes it off the leg. It's going to be good. So, kickball, I'm going to stay with
Centralia with 4:12 to go. Again, we're missing a free throw from Valley Heights. Scoreboard says 38-34, but it could be 39-34. Bob ends, it's Eugene Gibbs. Far side wing, kick it out to Dieter for three. That one is short, and rebound by Delaney Moore. Again, that pass is a quick one. Into the hands of Maggie Turber, 2-1. A nice bounce pass to Smith, who lays it out the hand. Smith now has seven. It's 40-44. Dieter subtracts the half court, gives the near side to Hayden Traynor. I got checked out in the second. It's a 2-3. It's a jump ball. Her and Maggie Turber. Boy, what a big swing. Cedars. Didn't inbound it, but first a Keelan Remy check-in. Coming in for Cora Thompson. We have to wait for a stoppage of play for there to be a check on that score, by the way. So it is going to affect the leader. Cora Thompson. Keelan Vega Pardon. In Kramer. Pass to Remy. Bob inside. Is he able to dance? Stop and help the side of the backboard. Gets her on this, though. Kicks it out. Remy. He's trying to get the far side wing. Too strong off the heel. But off the top. And it's 40-36 according to the scoreboard with 3:27 to go. And that foul will go against Audra Steinberg, her second.
And been causing Valley Heights problems all season down low.
Free throw forgives. Good. This is the end of the game for the Eagles. We have nine, and they just changed the score. It's 41-36. 3:27 left to go here in the fourth quarter. They adjusted it. So we'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
I mean, Valley Heights has still got the point lead, but it's 38-37. Well, actually, yeah. The point went to... Now they're saying it should be 38-37. I'm really confused. I thought the score was right now since they put the free throw on the scoreboard. Because Centralia doesn't have the lead. Centralia doesn't have the lead. Valley Heights does. So the point should have went to Valley Heights. So it should be right now. Now it says 40-37.
Should be 38.
This has turned into a mess. The scoreboard keeper had it wrong a while ago, so now they're trying to play catch up here.
Okay, so we've got some confusion now in the
score. 3:27 left to go. Let me see if I can count up my score here. That's 12 points for Maggie Turber. The 3:27 left to go here in the fourth quarter. That's 7 for Miller. That's 19. 20 for Steinfurt. That's 5 for Smith. That's 25. I don't know. I thought they had it right a second ago, but they were in 41-36 where I thought it should have been, but they gave a... All right, let's just play on. 40-37, favor of Valley Heights, 3:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Drive baseline, wrap around pass, Murph, it's Smith, it's foul, against Centralia.
I
the official scoreboard keeper, if they just, if they add up the score and get that over to the scoreboard official. He has 9, it's 42-37. He's trying to fall side away. Back, connected by Jerry Keenan, who did. He's trying to check first, double. And one side being hitted, and it's going to hike. Oh, you got a tackle. Don't pick up your dribble out there. This is just a mess. Now we have, I think, some issues with who the foul is on and how many fouls that player has. This game has turned into something different here. 42-39. Now, almost thrown away, but they're able to maintain possession. Drive, Kelly Burke. Stopped at the block. Shot high up the scoreboard. No good. The backboard. Rebound, Valley Heights off the miss. 2:07 left to go. The screen. Get up and get. Close time. They can continue. You're going to get back in. Maggie Turbo, drive by defender, slip. 42-39, our score. This is two. The feet inside. And that foul will go against Elena Merck. Probably her second. Team's four. So both teams in a double bonus the rest of the way. Haverkamp 1-for-3 from the free throw line today. Is that one too strong? No good. Haverkamp was 7 points. He had that third, 7 quarters. He had 5. Those just joining us, we've had some issues with the scoreboard. But as of right now, it's Valley Heights 42, Centralia 39. Second free throw is with the... Australia is going to bring on the press. Inbound goes to Mark. Out of Smith. He's going to sell. Depends on Diggs. Back over to the inside. Stopping. This is a timeout call by Coach Rashman. Good. Head coach, Larry, got ahead to coach the 30-second break. So we'll take a breather. Come back here in 30 seconds for the MS Sports Media Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Okay, we're seeing it here. 42-40. So I have 42-40 Valley Heights. So we are good on the score. I want to clarify that. Score is correct. 42-40 Valley Heights with the lead. 1:16 to go. On the inbound. Inside there is Maggie Turbo, defended by Hayden Kramer. Drives it all, had a post three, step right, to take it on the catch, and he's here again, on the run, and on the right side, man, up and in, he's coming out, nice and clear, and he's going to be sticking time out, so we will keep it here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. It's still 42-42. We haven't missed any scoring. Here's the inbound for Dieters for Gibbs, and she lays it in out of the timeout with 31.8 seconds left. GS 13 is 44-42. Turner drive, kick out for Vermeend. Round two off the right side. No good. Rebound Dieters with 17 seconds left. Keeps it herself. Up to your side, and she's fouled by Turner. She slides to the floor. 44-42, Centralia with 13.1 seconds left, and that is it for Maggie Turber. All sorts of confusion with the scoreboard, and our audio cuts out. We apologize for all the craziness, but we're back on track here as Owen Dieters is going to shoot two. First free throw. Okay. And ...45-42 Centralia. Another free throw coming up for Owen Dieters. This one is of the utmost importance for the Panthers. They have a chance to go up by two possessions. As I hear out of 13.1 seconds left. Here we go again. Dieters, a free throw to put Centralia up by two possessions. It is 45-42, Panthers. Free throw on the way. Go! They win 46-42 as the Panthers outscore Valley Heights 14-10 in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and check after a few minutes of break on our BD Outdoors Real Estate postgame show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Here we go, back here in Onega. Final score, 46-42. Centralia onto the championship. They defeat Valley Heights for the right to take off. The Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at theoutdoors.com. Breaking down the individual scores in this one, first for Valley Heights, 13 make a 12 points for Maggie Turber, 9 for Ava Smith, 8 for Mia Vermetten, 7 for Tessa Miller, and 5 for Audra Steinfurt. And as for Centralia, 13 points for Tava Gibbs, 13 for Owen Dieters, 9 for Hayden Kramer, 8 for Josie Haberkamp, 2 for Keelan Rempe, and 1 from Tatum Kramer. So, talking about... That's... Farmer State Bank Player of the Game in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. And a huge thanks to all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible, including BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, Hilltop Creations, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. Once again, Centralia on to the championship in both, actually not the boys, see if they...